This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You mentioned UMBC upsetting Virginia a few years back. Fairleigh Dickinson won.
Tobin Anderson, good guy, was on this show.
And got fired today.
At Iona.
At Iona. But they beat Purdue, the number one seed, to get to the second round, lost to Florida Atlantic. So Tobin Anderson out after only 2 years at
That's
Iona.
A little quick, but
where they made the championship game. Lost to the Mount, of course. And Kevin Keats, a year ago, he was about to start a Final Four run. He's out at NC State.
No patience. NIL has done a lot of good things for the players. I think the players deserve a shot at money. And I don't know if they're getting overpaid. It's not my decision. It's made coaches' lives shorter. That's why people want the tournament to go to 96 in the coaching world. Because it would be a Monday. You'd have to finish the games on Saturday, which they should do anyways. I know there's a ratings bonanza Sunday. And then you just play Tuesday, Wednesday. 32 get a bye. The other 64 play in.
Win your league, your automatic bid?
Could be that way. Still maybe.
Maybe kind of some of these conference tournaments.
If I was the teams like Towson and them, I would. Because Pat Scurry, who's done an unbelievable job, 420 win seasons. And people are like, what happened? Because they lost to a really good Delaware team. In the semis, they lost to Charleston, who's a really good team, whose coach is now at Louisville, who's, you know, made the NCAA. Scurry's a fantastic coach, does a great job. He's kept guys when guys are trying to take his guys. That says a lot about the character integrity of Pat Scurry and his program. However, if you don't win your tournament at the A-10 sixth-ranked conference, sixth, write it down. There's the Power Fives in the Big East, except Big East was four and ACC was five. Atlantic 10 sixth, and they get one team in. Mountain West 7 gets more in. Nobody will schedule the Atlantic 10 guys in neutral games. It's a complicated formula. 96 takes Fran Dunphy retiring, great guy. That's one of the things he wishes for. 96 takes a lot of pressure off. It's still less than a third of the teams making. It's 30%. But, yeah, does the crown go away, which George Washington's going to? I like CBI has teams, which I won at Siena my first year. We beat Fresno and Rodney Terry, and we beat Stony Brook, who has a coach at Rutgers. The CBI is a good thing. NIT's the next step. Now there's the new crown. But at the end of the day, Bob, it's the NCAA. And if you have 96 teams going, a lot more coaches are safe, or people are at least a little more patient. I feel bad. Keats is a really good coach. He's a Patino guy. He was at Hargrave Military, then UNC Wilmington. But I heard they weren't happy with him last year going in. Remember, they made a miracle run going into that tournament.
Oh, no doubt about it, yep.
But he should have been rewarded. He was. He got a contract extension, which kicked in via the language of the contract. And I think some people at NC State weren't happy about that. But at the end of the day, Bob, You've mentioned some really great things in 83, Len Bias, 85 games, etc. NC State was a power player in the 70s and 80s with Norm Sloan and Jim Valvano.
No doubt.
They don't feel like they're a power player, and they're in the shadow of who? Cooper Flagg and Hubert Davis and Roy Williams and Mike Krzyzewski. When they start to get that little syndrome of the shadow over them, Bob, I think they don't like that. Is that fair? Because you grew up when NC State was with them.
Oh, no doubt.
And then there's been a separation.
I hated them. Hawkeye Whitney, Clyde the Glide Austin, all those guys. Anyway, let's get out to the phones. We've already got, I got Duke winning the East. Jimmy's got Alabama. I've got Houston. I'm doing chalk, obviously. First two rounds, we get to the South here. I've got the Cougars. You've got the Wildcats.
Yeah, I like Mark Pope.
With
Mark Pope
an had a entirely monster. Different team than last year.
Mark Pope had a monster game against us in Springfield. That was, he was on that Kentucky team.
Oh, the 95-96 opener, which was scheduled, the assumption Joe Smith would be playing
He
in
was
game.
Not there.
He was in Golden State is the number one pick in the draft. Let's go to Mark in South Carolina. Mark, thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
Good. I have a couple questions for Jimmy.
Bring them on.
All right. Here we go. It has to do with Virginia basketball, Jim.
Love Virginia. Great program. Jeff Jones is my buddy. Ever since those days, I've loved Virginia. The new building. Tony Bennett wins it all. They had a very, very, very weird year with Tony leaving
very
prior.
Weird.
And let's preface this. Let's go right to this, my brother, before I get your question. They didn't like the NIL and the way things are going in college basketball. So now you can ask your question, because I want to let everybody know out there that Virginia was not a fan of the new model of college basketball.
They should hire Ryan Odom is what they should.
So bring your question on, Mark.
All right, here we go. First question, where do you see Virginia going since Tony Bennett left?
I love Tony Bennett. I think he'll get back in coaching in a year when this thing settles out. I don't think Jay Wright's going to get back. Larrañaga's too old. Tom Izzo's my hero. Tom Izzo said, okay, what are the new rules? Give me the rule book. Okay, that's how we play. Because he's always been an honorable guy. These guys that were doing NIL for 30 years, we don't have to get into that. Virginia is not, I repeat, not one of those schools. But there are schools that have been paying players and cheating and going to painting outside the lines. Izzo's an honorable, straight guy. But he said, okay, we can pay players. This is how this works. He came and got Cam Ward. He came and got Jordan Scott, both from the East Coast here. He's had no kids leave. They have really strong NIL. You have to decide if you want to play with the current rules. I think Virginia is an outstanding job. Great academics, great building, great support. They have to decide if they want to play the NIL game. If they do, I love Ryan Odom at VCU for the job. I think Byington at Vanderbilt would have. Vanderbilt still has a really tough academic rigors like Virginia, but they've loosened them up a little as they decide they want to win in something besides baseball. All of a sudden, they beat Alabama in football. They're really good in basketball. They have money. Nashville has money. Think about recruiting to Vanderbilt, the beautiful school with money in a town like Nashville that is the greatest weekend town in America. It's built perfectly, you know, for the you know, it's just everything's downtown. Well, Virginia has more of an, more of a really like stately horse country type. But if you think of a college atmosphere for your son or daughter, it doesn't get much better than Virginia. And they have great facilities and all this. But you have to play the NIL game, and then you got to have a coach that brings the energy and the excitement. Tony Bennett brought it in his own way. It wasn't going to be me and Tony Bennett weren't going to do the night show together, okay? He wasn't Johnny Carson. Yeah, I might be Ed McMahon, but we'll go into that later. Tony Bennett was going to do it his way, but he brought a sincere, focused plan that you knew he was going to win it all or come close. He ends up winning with Ty, who's now doing well with the Cavaliers, and I can go on about the great things that Virginia has. But you have to have someone that can get people to come visit your school, and then you must pay them with NIL. That is a fact. And I think they will be fine. I think this was a calculated move that Tony Bennett didn't want to do this in September and October, and I give him credit. He didn't quit during the season. He just said, this isn't going to work for me. I have agents calling me. I have parents. I have high school coaches. Why is my kid playing more? Why does he get more money? Why does that guy get more money? But if that's what you don't want to do, then don't coach anymore. This is a mini version of the pros. But Virginia is a great job. I hope Ryan Odom gets it. Give me your thoughts, Mark. Who do you want to be your next coach?
We'll come back. Ryan Odom's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to break down the South region. We'll revisit what we've done so far on our annual basketball extravaganza. NCAA tournament starts tomorrow. We have a lot to get to. What do you think about Maryland's chances getting deep in the West? I think they have a favorable draw. We'll finish the West later in the show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like strawberry lemonade and extra-strength fan fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Go. In a few minutes, Ryan Odom, head coach at BCU. They're dancing as they beat George Mason yesterday. Things got a little chippy there in the first half. But, you know, advance, survive and advance. Isn't that kind of the NCAA tournament mantra? So let's get out to the phones. We'll have Coach Odom at the bottom of the hour. Of course, his dad, Dave Odom. You remember him.
Good man, Dave. Wake Forest. Power with Tim Duncan.
Long time. Assistant for Terry Holland in Virginia when they were with Larrinaga.
Larrinaga was there. Jeff Jones was the point guard.
Ralph Sampson.
Ricky Stokes
was one of the great players. Jeff Lamp, Lee Raker, all those guys.
Yep.
They were annoying. But anyway, let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Towson, Terps number 4 seed out west. They got Grand Canyon. Let's go to PT in Towson. PT, what's up?
Great show, guys. Thanks for having me on. Lou Holtz doesn't win a national title without Vinny Serrato, and Maryland certainly doesn't win a national title without you, Coach Pastor.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's a simple truth, no doubt about it. But, Coach, I wanted to ask you a question. I know you guys are pressed on time. I'll be quick. I thought Coach K's greatest skill at Duke was keeping kids like Grant Hill, Christian Laettner, et cetera, for as long as possible. But on a flat court, if Gary had the same talent that Coach K did, how often does Gary win?
I mean, Gary Williams, one of the great teachers of the game. Gary Williams, by the way, much better recruiter than you get credit for. You don't get great players to come to your school without being a great recruiter. What he did was saw guys that, like Joe Smith, that played with Allen Iverson and maybe didn't get the ball as much. Had Michael Adams, maybe an undersized guy at BC who played in the league for 10 years. He also inherited Dennis Hobson at Ohio State, who then became a lottery pick.
He recruited Jimmy Jackson to Ohio State.
Recruited Jimmy Jackson and then Chris Chen. So, but could Gary Williams beat? I mean, it's probably a toss-up. Coach K maybe is a little bit more of a looser, freer coach. Like, he let guys maybe play. Gary was a little more structured with the two play and the flex in 55. Gary Williams will be the first one to tell you, if NIL was out there, we're doing it. You have to adjust. He would have been fine. We would have been a really dangerous tandem because I like the living room and I like being out there. And I give them to him and it just make him better. I got some ingredients. He helped me pick the ingredients, but he sure made the cake a lot better. That guy can coach. He can teach. I've never put anybody – there's people as good as Gary Williams at teaching and coaching the game, but there's nobody better than him. He's unbelievable at making guys better, fundamentals, but yet he plays – he's firm but fair but fun. We have a fun way to do it. But you know what? That wasn't the days back then, and Coach K did get guys to stay 4 years in Grant Hill and Laettner and all, but they kind of had to, plus it was different. Nowadays, I don't know what's going to happen. Should Cooper Flagg get $20 million from a Duke alum and stay, or should he go to the NBA? Sure, if he goes to the right place. The Wizards are playing better. They got a young, good group. Does he want to go to New Orleans? Nobody wants to go to New Orleans right now because it's a mess. If not, maybe he pulls a John Elway and says, I'm not going where I don't want to go, and I'll stay in college because they can pay what they want. But we'll take another question. I didn't just want to tell you Gary Williams is one of the greatest teachers and coaches ever, but so is Coach K. Gary was a much better player, though.
Unarguable. When you look back at your national title team, Do you feel like Blake and Dixon, they're rare talent that people don't really realize was that they played with such heart and courage?
They were also pretty good.
Yeah, and Blake was a top 100 recruit, too, top 75, if memory serves. Played for Frank Martin, right?
Did play for Frank Martin, Miami Senior, but he was going to win.
Adonis Hanlett, Haslam,
Juan made himself better out of Calvert Hall. Probably the second best league in the country, the BCL, behind the D.C. Catholic League. Do I think they would have been fine today? Yes, I do. They'd be fine. Drew Nicholas would have been fine today, too. That's what the Terps need off the bench is a Drew Nicholas. Then they could go all the way. They don't have a guard off the bench. They got Geronimo's done well. They've done well with Jay being a little backup. They're trying with DHS. It's just he's got to kind of figure out what his role is. But they got the Crab Five, and we had Drew Nicholas and Ryan Randall and those guys, and they really helped. Taj Holden, who I talked about earlier because he played against Michigan State. I love Taj. We only joke with him. Taj Holden hit threes. Taj Holden helped us beat Stanford.
Taj
Holden
was stretch tough. Four back in the
stretch
day.
Four, tough, dirty, and you don't get him any smarter than Taj Holden, okay? That guy knew how to play, knew what was going on, understood the game plan. So you got to have a little bit. But Blake and Dixon, they'd be fine today.
NBA players, you know what I'm saying? Blake was in the league for how many years?
A long time, and Juan played 7 years and then coached. But I'm just saying, they could play with anybody's backcourt today. Wilcox could. Mouton was tough. Lonnie Baxter was your outlier, and I don't know if anybody could guard Lonnie today.
And you mentioned Wilcox, one of the more athletic big men certainly to ever play for the University of Maryland. What about Danny Miller, though? He wasn't on the national title team. He transferred to Notre Dame, but he was a McDonald's All-American.
He lives in D.C. He belongs to Columbia Country Club. I see Danny, good guy. Look, he went and played for Bray. He helped us get to the first Final Four. Terrence Morris doesn't get enough credit. Morris is a legendary, great player. He could have left in the Steve Francis years. He loved Maryland, came back, and helped us get to our first Final Four. Mike Martisich helped. Lots of people helped. But Terrence Morris is a guy, to me, that was an unbelievable player, beautiful human being, and doesn't get enough credit. That's what happens when you win it all, and I'm glad we won it all. But that first Final Four team deserves a lot, too, because getting to Minneapolis in the Final Four was not easy, since we're the only team to do it twice under Gary Williams.
When we come back, Ryan Odom's going to be joining us. He has coached three different schools to March Madness, including Virginia Commonwealth. They win their league. He's going to be talking to us next, coming up at 1 o'clock. Lonnie Acuff from Lipscomb, the Bison. They're in the big dance as well. We still have two more brackets to break down, the South and the West. You want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Did Maryland get hosed, getting a four seed? Remember last year, they weren't even in the tournament. But even Kevin Willard said, Jim, they beat Michigan, they're probably a three, even if they lose to, say, Wisconsin in the championship game yesterday. Michigan.
But we will learn and we will move on and we will stay positive.
Hopefully the next buzzer beater is Maryland hitting the game-winning shot. But Michigan not only beats Maryland, then they follow it up by beating Wisconsin in the championship game. So Michigan, a team that was kind of scuffling Jimmy Patos down the stretch, you know, Dusty May regroups the troops,
yep,
if you
Florida
will.
Atlantic Dusty May brought his big guy with. By the way, that was Norman Greenbaum, Spirit of the Sky, which I like, a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
Not like Ryan Odom, who's coming on, who had a one-hit wonder from UBC, and then went to UNC.
But is Michigan a one-hit
Utah
wonder?
Utah State.
That one hit being, of course, the Big Ten Championship. But Ryan Odom, VCU, three different schools. This is no small task.
That's
by
why
the way,
I said
everybody.
He's not Norman Greenbaum. He's not Spirit in the Sky. He's not a one-hit wonder. He's been consistently good. By the way, a great
he's like Van Halen with David Lee Roth.
That's right. Best opening album ever. And by the way, he's a great player at Hampton, Sydney. Ryan Odom and his brother Lane, who's a wonderful human being. Big Pearl Jam guy.
On the Window Nation guest hotline.
Utah Jazz, his brother Lane. We love Ryan, though. Is Ryan the best Odom coach ever out there? That's saying a lot. How about trying to
His dad was no slouch.
No.
But anyway, enough of that. Let's bring him in.
Oh,
second
on.
Time
in
three.
Yeah. He was on.
Yeah, here you go. Ryan Odom. Well, Ryan, how about that build up?
I mean, that was tremendous, man.
We got the Jazz. We got you. We got your dad coaching Ralph Sampson. We got him running power, giving it to Duncan for 30 in the second half of Coldfield. That was broke my heart.
And for the record, I used to hate Jeff Lamp when I was a kid, Ryan Odom. But anyway, we're not here to talk about 1981. VCU, third school. And I know you don't want to take a victory lap and do the old break yourself, break your shoulder, pat
or
yourself
you
on the back. But three different schools to the big dance. I mean, is there ever going to be a time where you're going to sit back and reflect and go, and what I've done is, you know, kind of impressive with all due, with all humility involved here.
As coaches, we all do. We look to our players and the staff. There's so many people involved in these NCAA tournaments. Opportunities and championships and conference play and tournaments and stuff. And, you know, certainly you remember each team and you really remember the teams where you cut down nets with. And certainly this team here at VCU is so special.
Ryan, you have been patient. And I say that because you are a Division III grinder. Sam Presti at Oklahoma State, Will Dawkins at the, we can go Greg Popovich, we can go down. Ryan Odom is a Division III success who's now a head coach at the Division I level. Like Shaka Smart. Sometimes you got to pinch yourself and say, like, wow, I can coach against these guys from the higher level, even though I was grinding down there in the vans. But on the other hand, UMBC was not an easy job. Utah State, really good basketball job. Not the easiest place to live. But now, in my opinion, Ryan, tell us about, A, your journey a little bit, how grateful you are to be there. And I know you are. But VCU, I don't think everyone knows how great a basketball job that is. I believe it's one of the great basketball jobs in the country.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I've been fortunate in my life, you know, my brother and I growing up, you know, in a family that basketball, you know, was kind of our life. And, you know, there was always a game to be played. Certainly dad was coaching. And, you know, it's done a lot, you know, for me personally and been around the game my entire life and wanted to continue to play it. In college and found a great place and in Hampton, Sydney, and a great mentor and Tony Shaver, who was an awesome coach for all of us that played for him or were lucky enough to play for him. And then I wanted to get into coaching. And sometimes, you know, coaches' sons will go work for their father. And my dad had different plans. He was like, no, you're going to go out and you're going to do it, you know, somewhere else. And
which
he certainly helped me.
Move. Well,
yeah,
I don't know what you did to deserve Seth Greenberg, but the rest of the plan was good.
Yeah, I talked to him this morning. He's great.
Of course, you're at the tournament. Now he calls you. Call me after a loss.
I called him.
We love Seth. Seth's a good coach. But, yeah, and you go to American U, and I want to stay on that. See, that keeps you humble that your dad didn't say, well, you're going to sit here on the wake bench and ride charter planes. No, you're going to ride buses with Jeff Jones at American and stuff like that. You don't forget that.
That's where you cut your teeth, right? You cut your teeth learning, and they're great. The one thing you know, right, and you've experienced it, there are great coaches in every single league. the America East when I was there, John Becker, Will Brown, I mean, Billy Herrien, I can keep going. I mean, great coaches in that league, you know, when I was there. Pat Duquette still there, you know, doing a great job. And even the D2 league that I coached in, Josh Schertz was coaching at Lincoln Memorial. He's now in our league at St. Louis. I mean, tremendous coach.
Think about that. We have Lenny Acuff coming on who's a D2 guy. Luke D'Alessio, yeah. my friend, who worked for me, Luke's great, just won at Fayetteville State. Won his league.
Yeah, everybody's stealing stuff from Lenny Acuff.
Lenny Acuff at Lipscomb can really do it. But you got the opportunity and you took advantage of it. You know, what makes you take UMBC? No one ever heard of UMBC when you took the job.
Yeah, I'll tell you. It was Tim Hall. It was a relationship with him, my AD. And he was trying to build something special. And they were building a new arena. You know the area better than anybody. You know, if you have a new arena and you have that, you know, fertile recruiting footprint, you know, you have to trust your ability to get players and recruit players to that. You had high academics. A great city to live in and experience things. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on, in that area. And I felt like it was a great opportunity. Sometimes your first head job going into a place where there's not a ton of expectations and you can try to turn it, might be better than going to a place where there are a lot of expectations and you can kind of cut your teeth and get it going. And that happened for me. You know, we had some early success and we were able to continue that. And then obviously the Utah State job came and I wanted to test myself at a place with tradition and there's none better than here at VCU. I mean, talking about that, I mean, it's a tremendous place. It's a high major job.
Despite that AD years, no, we love that. Ed McLaughlin, one of the best ADs in the country. No, he's at Niagara. He really is. He's at American. He was at Niagara. And we know you don't do it alone. Having a good AD and a good program.
Yeah.
Real quick, and I don't mean to say this. I didn't want you to win yesterday because I think the A-10 deserves two teams. And you would have gone.
Yeah.
And George Mason... I don't get it, Ryan, and I'm not trying to get you in trouble, but your league is ranked sixth. You guys deserve more than one team. Duquesne and Dayton, Haney, go to the tournament and win a game last year. I don't care if Carolina goes or whatever. Don't get in trouble. Don't even answer my question. But I'm going to say this. What are they thinking? How does the A-10 not get two teams in? Come on.
I don't understand it. I really don't. And I think we're all in the same boat. I mean, the team. If you watched that game yesterday and you saw George Mason, you know, like compete at the highest level and give us everything that we could possibly handle on down to the last shot. Like, you know, they deserve, you know, to be playing in postseason. And there were others in our league too, you know, that were deserving of it. And, you know, sometimes, you know, the other leagues get covered, you know, a little bit more than ours. And, you know, we've got to begin to change that. We all have to do our part and have, you know, better non-conference. Wins. The issue that we have more than anything.
Nobody wants to play it. It's
the access. It's getting the access to be able to play teams. And, you know, it's just a hard, hard thing. But, you know, I'm confident that it'll get going and it'll get back where it was. And we had two last year, but, you know, Dayton was already in and it just happened to work out that way. Our team was pretty good this year, and so we didn't give anybody any breathing room. And, you know, it's tough, you know, when that happens.
Well, when you're Eddie Vedder in Pearl Jam, which you are in the coaching profession, don't worry about who's behind you because you're the headliner. Thanks for being on. Here's Haney. He's trying to get me off. We could do a whole show.
It's clock
integrity.
Say
hi to everybody.
It's like the shot clock's running out, Coach, if you understand where I'm coming from a radio perspective here. But Ryan Odom.
Get that shot up.
Yeah. VCU, BYU is coming up 4:05 in Denver.
VCU by 10.
But BYU is watching some of the stuff last night, Coach. Kind of a trendy pick in the eyes of some. Don't want to get into the spread because that's against the rules in your world for sure. But how do you bust their bracket coming in as a 6 seed right now, the Cougars?
Yeah, I mean, we've got to just be who we are. You know, we're a stingy defensive team. We've been pretty efficient on offense as well. We're pretty well balanced on both sides. And they can really shoot the basketball. They're extremely well coached. They share the basketball a lot like us. They get assisted field goals. They certainly are a heavy three-point shooting team, but they're an awesome offensive rebounding team. And so you know, that's a good combination. We try to do the same thing, you know, here in terms of getting offensive rebounds and getting extras. I think it's just an interesting thing, you know, to evaluate. A lot of times, three-point shooting teams aren't great offensive rebounding teams. You know, they just, you know, concede and get back because you always have four around the perimeter. And we've really made a concerted effort this year to be better in that category, and it certainly has played out that way. But, you know, BYU is played in one of the best conferences, you know, in the country, probably number two to the SEC, I guess, at this point. And they've been battle-tested. There's no question about it. When you're going up against Houston, you know, and then two nights later you have Kansas and you've got Baylor and you've got all, you know, all of these teams, you know, that you've got to face on a nightly basis in hostile crowds, there's not going to be much that they haven't seen. And they've performed extremely well and are deserving of, you know, probably a higher seed than they got. But, you know, we're excited to be in the tournament. We're excited to have a chance to play them and share the court with them, you know, there in Denver. And we're going to do our best to win.
Ryan Odom, head basketball coach, Virginia Commonwealth, as we just talked about, taking on the Cougars of BYU, 4:05 Thursday.
Thank you, brother. Love to Kelsey and Matt, too. You have a great staff, and it does help that having Kelsey knock you on your staff.
No doubt. She keeps us in line. You guys take care.
Thanks coach. Good to talk to you again. Third, different school. He's taking to the NCAA tournament. We'll come back, take your phone calls, 410-583-1057. You mentioned Lonnie Acuff. Lipscomb, the Bisons, they're in the big dance. He'll be joining us at 1 o'clock. We still have to break down the South and the West. I like Duke in the East, Houston in the Midwest. Jimmy's got, Kentucky in the Midwest and Alabama in the East. Hey, you know who's going to win the bracket? Someone who knows nothing about basketball. That's how it already works. All right, let's get out to the phones. Coming up top of the hour, we're going to talk to Lenny Acuff, Lipscomb, the Bison.
Best.
Yeah, I mean, they're, you know, 13s beat 4s all
beautiful
the time.
Beautiful 4,000-seat arena on campus, perfect size. It's like what Loyola's got to build. It's kind of like a little smaller than it's 1,000 with no upstairs. Perfect size arena down the street from Belmont, Under Armour School, Division II guy, turns it. But they've been good for a while, Lipscomb.
And we'll break down the South. We'll break down the West.
I believe they had a football coach at Lipscomb who was the quarterback here.
Who was that?
He came. Trent Dilfer was the high school coach at Lipscomb. Has a big high school down there. Then he went and became a college coach. I don't think it went as well. But
UAB, right? Yeah, with the UAB, they just lost to Memphis.
Yeah, it was a tough loss. They would have played their way in to be a 15 school. We had 14 schools in the tournament.
Just tuning into the show, we'll get to our bracket breakdown so far. Full disclosure, we haven't done every game because we certainly don't have enough time for that. But we'll give you our regional favorites here. But let's get out and go to AJ Ellicott City. Carolina's in. West Virginia's not. Do we have a problem with that? Jimmy Patso says no problem with the Tar Heels getting in. AJ and Ellicott City, how you feeling?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
I'm just wondering, like, it seems like the selection committee weighs conference tournaments for different teams differently, such as, like, yeah, North Carolina had a good ACC tournament, and they got in over West Virginia, but teams like Maryland or Michigan State, that ain't weigh it better or worse, your seeding. They kind of stayed around the same way, confusing a lot of bracketologists.
I think it's a great point. I've said this. I think the tournament should be done on Saturday. Take a deep breath on Saturday night, get a little sleep, get up Sunday, do the selection show, maybe have it a little earlier, let teams know where they're going and get them moving. But TV, they want the Sunday games, and the Big Ten tournament's a big deal. But if you're not going to switch Wisconsin and Maryland, if you're too lazy to say Wisconsin, you're now a 5, and Michigan, you're a 3. Maryland was a 4. They could have moved them because they lost by 1 point to a 3, but I can get live with that. But if you can't switch Michigan and Wisconsin from a 3 to a 5 because you're too busy worried about Bubba and North Carolina getting in, which is okay, even though he got a $100,000 bonus in his contract for them making the tournament. Oh, that has been released.
Good for him.
Good for him. Go spend it somewhere. I don't care. Go to Top of the Hill or Spanky's or wherever you go on there on Franklin Street. Go worry about your lacrosse team. They got to start winning more because we have a lot of lacrosse Carolina guys here. I like Carolina. I'm glad Carolina's in the tournament. I think it's good that they're playing in the play-in game. I think it shows that, hey, not all the blue bloods are already there. UCLA made a run from there. You just heard Donnie Lynn. VCU made a run from there. However, I agree with you, AJ. If the conference tournaments are not going to be weighted, then it's just a money grab? Is this just a fun for all? Now, I think the whole body of work thing is what they're relying on. Hey, Auburn played a tough schedule in November and December, and they should be rewarded for that. The Maryland Terrapins played an average schedule because Villanova and Syracuse weren't good. That's not Kevin Willard's fault. I repeat, that's not Kevin Willard's fault. Villanova and Syracuse are two of the greatest teams in the history of the basketball world.
Neutral site games.
Neutral site had scheduled and played Marquette, who held up their end of the bargain. But Carolina played a really good schedule, and they played a lot of good teams in UCLA and Gonzaga and et cetera. And then the ACC's down a little. That's not their fault. But making them play in Dayton, I think, is a good thing. And I'm only kidding about Bubba Cunningham. Everybody says he's a good guy. But when you're around a committee for a month, you don't think you forge bonds? Like, let's not be naive how this all works. I think Indiana, with Mike Woodson leaving, they can say, hey, the coach is leaving. That's a little weird. Let's not put them in. West Virginia, new coach, maybe didn't have as many tough games as I thought. You heard what Ryan Odom said. The Big 12 was underrated. Everybody said SEC and Big 10. Well, the Big 12 got as many teams as the Big 10, and that Texas Tech team, no one's talking about. They are tough. They are tough, and Arizona's in that league now. So it's not an easy thing, and I think what AJ says is correct. The conference tournaments need to be weighted a tad bit heavier. What I meant about Carolina playing well is they won a lot of games. Hey, they had five or six chances to get beat in February that they didn't, because everybody said they had the old hammer in their hand. They lose tonight, the coffin's closed. Well, they didn't. You know, they won when they had to. And R.J. Davis is, I like R.J. Davis. He went to Stepanak High School, who's a good friend of mine's the coach. They're in Under Armour school. We had R.J. Davis play with a broken hand at Curry Camp and was outstanding. So I'm a fan. He stayed 4 years. He didn't leave. There's a lot of things to like about Carolina. And I say this with all due respect because there's so many graduates here. It's good for college basketball that Carolina's in the tournament in a way. You wouldn't have this controversy and all this talk about it if it wasn't North Carolina. But they are making them go to play in the play-in. They are making them go to Dayton. So there is some repercussions. I'm glad Carolina's in the tournament.
When we come back, we're going to talk to Lonnie Acuff Lipscomb. They're a 14 seed. They've got Iowa State coming up.
He is the man.
And Iowa State minus their best player for the duration of the tournament, depending on how long they last. You mentioned Indiana, Jimmy. When we come back after Coach Acuff, we're going to talk about who the candidates to replace him in Bloomington are. Remember, Indiana has been a Final Four since they played Maryland in 2002. It's been a long time as Carolina's won national championships.
Well, when Chris Beard gets there, they'll be really good. Oh, did I just say that?
I guess you did. So we got that coming. We still got two more brackets to break down, including Maryland and the West. You want to share your thoughts on the Final Four? Feel free to do so. Bob Haney, Jimmy Patsos. It's our annual college basketball extravaganza. Only one more hour left. We got you covered here on The Fan.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.